1-800-765-6565 or at hornbecklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you. And good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article out of Fox News on the 13th of this month. And I know that everybody is covering what I'm going to present here, but I'm going to present it briefly. I have a comment in just a little bit. So, concerning Michael Sussman and the Durnham investigation. This was on Fox. Lawyers for the Clinton campaign paid the technology company to infiltrate servers belonging to the Trump Tower, later the White House, in order to establish interference and narrative to bring the government agencies linking Donald Trump to Russia. Special Counsel John Durnham says. On February 11th, he said conflicts of interest related to the representation of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who has been charged with making a false statement to the federal agent. Sussman, of course, naturally pleaded guilty. Sussman says that he told FBI General Counsel James Baker, in 2016, less than 2 months before the 2016 presidential election, that he was not doing work for any client while he was working for Hillary Clinton, when he requested and held a meeting in which he presented purported data and white papers that allegedly demonstrated a covert communication channel between the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank, which has ties to the Kremlin. In Durham's filing, titled Factual Background, it reveals Sussman had assembled and conveyed the allegations to the FBI on behalf of at least two specific clients, including a technology executive, Tech Executive One, and a U.S.-based Internet Company One, and the Clinton campaign. In the filing, Sussman's billing records reflect that he did repeatedly bill the Clinton campaign for his work on the Russia Bank One allegations. The filing revealed also that Sussman and the tech executive had met and communicated with another partner who was serving as general counsel to the Clinton campaign. Also told to Fox News that lawyer is Mark Elias, who worked at the law firm Perkins Coie, who also is the law firm that Sussman works for. In October, I did an article, a program on Michael Sussman. There are some inaccuracies that I'm going to take care of and deal with in just a second. But I did state that Sussman, because of his tie to Clinton, to the other criminals, Mueller and John Brennan, all these type of people, he was the most important man in the world because he knows everything, down to the French mark, to the French currency, Dutch currency, German currency, American currency. He knows everything about everything. So he's a very important person. And here now, with this report being filed, he better be careful. He might get the flu. He might self-suicide. He might, who knows how he could kill himself. So, Tech Executive One exploited his access to non-public and or proprietary internet data, the filing states. Tech Executive One also enlisted the assistance of researchers at a U.S.-based university who were receiving and analyzing large amounts of internet data in connection with a pending federal government cybersecurity research contract. Tech Executive One asked the researchers to mine internet data to establish an inference and narrative tying then candidate Trump to Russia. In other words, anything to infer. In doing so, Tech Executive One indicated that he was seeking to please certain VIPs, referring to individuals at Law Firm One and the Clinton campaign. So, Michael Sussman. Now, the added data collected by Tech One also found that lookups began as early as 2014 during the Barros-Satoro administration and years before Trump took office, which he said is another fact which the allegations omitted. Now, remember, Donald Trump was considering running for the 2012 election in 2010, 11. Was he being investigated even back then? Even before he was considering running in 2012, which he never did. But once in 2014 that he planned to run, this is when. And I will say, yes, Clinton, yes, these operatives, but there's someone in the shadows who makes sure that other people do the dirty work and he keeps the white gloves clean. This is Barros-Satoro. This is his method. He has always been this way. He has always been cunning, quiet, secretive, and always made sure his fingers never got caught in the mousetrap. We'll be back to continue. Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Okay, as I continue in, I believe it was the October program, I had stated that Michael Sussman was married to Helena Hutchins, and then she is killed by Alec Baldwin in Mexico on the movie set of Rust. And I don't know how or where I got in my thinking, she's married to Matthew Hutchins. He's an attorney out of out of California. So I stated that Helena was married to Michael Sussman. That is not correct. I apologize for that. I'm glad I caught it. And I was talking to some friends at coffee today, and I was telling them that Sussman is married to Helena. Well, now I've got to go back and tell them that I was totally, totally off the mark. Because they were shocked. Well, I was shocked too. I thought, man, I forgot all about that. Well, it didn't happen. I don't know what happened here. But anyhow, just to set the story straight. Now, Sussman is married to Amy Jeffries. She is an attorney. She represented Lisa Page. Also, she was a top aide to Eric Holder. And Merrick Garland, our Attorney General, presided over their 1999 wedding. Boy, these people are tied in. The DNA of the wicked, they are tied in together in all evil. And I was thinking, Sussman, at his age, he normally would be divorced. Well, one thing about people, now I'm going to just present this. I have no proof, but I assume that they are in the occult. And generally, people that are in the occult, very seldom, if they are, they very seldom divorce. Hillary's had more opportunities than any woman I ever know to divorce her husband. And Bill has more reasons to divorce Hillary than most men would have to divorce their wives. You know, surrounding Hillary, you have all these people that catch the flu and they die mysteriously. Like the old movie Black Widow. Could this person possibly be a black widow? Well, she's still married, so she really isn't a legal black widow, but I'm talking about the creature. And then you have so many people around her that get the flu, and they self-suicide. Two shotgun blasts to the back of the head, you know, 20 stab wounds by a single knife, by multiple knives, suicide. And they hang themselves with no chair, nothing to stand on at ground level, and they have to pull their legs up And once they're dead, then they can let their legs, they can release, let their legs hang. Well, anyhow, going back to Sussman was not married to Helena Hutchins. So I apologize for that. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that Sussman, with what he knows, this guy knows every single aspect of what took place in the illegal spying and the accusations of Donald Trump being involved with Russia, the Russia hoax. He knows everything. He knows all the players. He was involved with every bit of it. So he is a target. Now, going on. In truth, in fact, the defendant was representing Tech Executive One. A fact the defendant sequentially acknowledged under oath in December 27, testimony before Congress, without identifying the client by name. Durham's filings provides indisputable evidence that my campaign and presidency, quoting Donald Trump, were spied on by operatives paid by Hillary Clinton campaign in an effort to develop a completely fabricated connection to Russia. And he began to stake that from the very beginning. This is a far greater scandal in scope and magnitude than Watergate and those who were involved in and knew about this spying operation. They should be subject to criminal prosecution in a stronger period of time in our country. Then was the most serious. Now, after Donald Trump is elected president a second time and is not allowed to take office, not allowed to be sworn in, this was even a greater crime than the previous crime. This country, for the last almost 2 years, should have been given direction and protected by a second Trump term. But it has not been. The Trump term was so, first term, his initial term, his only term, was so successful, the global country, the deep state, the shadow government, the CIA operatives, military operatives, all the politicians, Republican and Democrat politicians, they could not allow Donald Trump to resume a legal presidency. They couldn't. They have worked far too hard, too many years to get to this point. They thought Hillary would get it. But at the very end, they realized Hillary was not going to get the election. And I'm going to tell you why. Whether you believe this or not, or understand it or not, it's all right. But from a spiritual perspective, as someone who has been involved in ministry for 30 years, helping and assisting churches, pastors, I know the principles. The children of the devil who were trying to put in their candidate, Hillary Clinton, into the 2016 election, they realized at the end of that election cycle, prior to the election itself, you don't have to believe me on this, but for those out there that understand the spiritual things, the occult world knew that their prophets, I believe, in the occult world, were telling the players, the powerful players in the occult world, that Donald Trump would win the election and take the presidency and become president. And they knew it. In spite of all of the apparatus being operating perfectly, they knew that he would be president. They knew Hillary would not be put in power. And they resigned themselves to accept the fact that Donald Trump would be president. I'm not asking you to believe this. This is a spiritual insight that is hard to understand. But God does put whoever he wants in office in any country as a ruler of a country. He is supreme. He is the one who orchestrates what happens in his universe, in his eternal plan, in his kingdom. And he knew that if Donald Trump, fulfilling prophecy once again, God knew that Donald Trump would fulfill prophecy, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he would be the seventh king to take over as president in the last eight administrations in America. He knew Donald Trump would be the president put in place. And the occult world knew it too. But the occult world, they know the prophecies in the Bible that the seventh king would be in power for a short space. Donald Trump, this is already almost his sixth year, should he have taken the seat and been sworn in a second time. It would have been almost his sixth year. But the prophecy says he would be in a short space. So far, that prophecy has come to pass. But now, they knew in 2016 that they had to begin operations and plans to assure, firstly, hopefully, that he would not be elected. But even if he were elected, they tried with the voting machines, they tried with the paper ballots, they tried to demonize him, and they began already Russiagate. They began so many things. And all these things working together, they were able to keep him out of the office. And they could not bring Barack Obama back so soon. They're going to bring him back, but they couldn't bring him back so soon. The Constitution would not allow it. I'm just presenting this to you. You don't have to believe it. You may understand it. You may not believe it. You may understand it. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's okay. You're going to remember maybe how out there this is or isn't. We're going to see. Time will tell. But they were able, using all of the apparatus in place, to keep Donald Trump from being sworn in a second time. And they had to make a quick decision. Who was going to run against Trump? They knew Hillary could not run again. She was discarded, kicked to the curb in the minds of the Democrat Party, the American people. She lost all of her momentum, never to get it back. The dynasty of the Clintons, the Bill and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton dynasty, has ended forever, just like the George Bush Jr. Sr. children dynasty has ended forever. The only dynasty that's going to go into the future, which has been a hidden dynasty, is the Barry Satoru, that's his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name, dynasty. It is an old dynasty going way back, but in the occult. It's an occult dynasty. This is my opinion. I believe it's an occult dynasty going way back, and it's very difficult to find out his true lineage. But we'll work on it, and we'll see what happens. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHNC, AM Radio.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would've been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623. Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
You are listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Continuing. So, you're getting my opinion, and could it be the present truth? Could it be that Barack Obama will come back? Is it true that the Clinton dynasty is over? And is it true? We know the Bush dynasty is over, finished. These men, they don't desire to be in politics anymore because it takes too much time and trouble, and they have enough power, and people are tired of the Bush name, the Bush family, the Clintons / Rockefeller Clinton family. Chelsea, is she a possible candidate for any political position in the future? I don't think so. You know, they're making so much money with the Clinton Foundation. They have too many other investments that they have to take care of, investments with vaccinations, investments with the pharmaceutical companies, investments in child trafficking. You can go DuckDuckGo, go on the internet, and put in Clinton child trafficking. See what you come up with. But here's the thing. You're going to be shocked. But Christ said, in the end of the world, nothing is going to be hidden. Everything will be revealed. All the corruption will be exposed. And here we have Christ's words being fulfilled with this matter of the Trump hoax. I'll just read a few more things here. Devin Nunes had stated at one time, with this filing by Dunham, it definitely shows that the Hillary Clinton campaign funded and ordered its lawyers at Perkins Coie, Michael Sussman's law group, to orchestrate a criminal enterprise to fabricate a connection between President Trump and Russia. Fake. Per Durham, this arrangement was put in motion in July 2016, meaning the Hillary Clinton campaign and her lawyers masterminded the most intricate coordinated conspiracy against Trump when he was both a candidate and later President of the United States, while simultaneously perpetuating the bogus Steele dossier hoax. The lawyers worked to infiltrate Trump Tower and White House servers. Another anti-Trump dossier authored by ex-British intelligence officer Christopher Steele, commissioned by opposition research firm Fusion GPS, was funded by the Democrat National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign through Elias Law Firm Perkins Coie. So, orchestrated, planned, they could not allow him to once again resume as president of this country. The Bible said he wouldn't. It has come to pass. But they were working together. This was truly an open conspiracy, hidden, but now it is found out, against this president. Then later, you'll find, like I stated just a little while ago, they could not allow him to take office a second time. The New World Order, they are pushing for their great ultimate plan. The great ultimate plan being two things. Number one, it will be the group of nations that will be allowed into the coming power structure of the United States of America, or the hidden deep state government, not the United States Supreme Court and all of this. There's another government coming, another power structure coming. It will be that power structure that will rule the world. And the nations, all of them, realize they cannot stop America's move to take over the world. They cannot stop the Central Intelligence Agency and the army of infiltrators, over 10,000 as of a year ago, that are working to overthrow governments, to threaten presidents of governments, to, I think they're, one way that they're making, I was just thinking about this the other day, what would be another way that the CIA is bringing in black budget money? Opium, drugs, child trafficking, the big one. I suppose adrenochrome to a great degree. But also, there's money being siphoned from agencies within this country, military or hidden, the black budget of this country. And then they invest in companies managed by CIA operatives. But another way too, which is evident but we forget about it, the CIA does the spying for corporations internationally. going into an area and knowing the political candidates, everybody in the positions within the governments of whatever area they go into. And they have the assassination teams to assassinate those that are interfering with the plans of the multi-global corporations. The global corporations pay the CIA handsomely. It's just like the old mafia going into the restaurants in a city. And those restaurants are allowed to stay open if they pay once a week. Same with the multinational corporations. They have to pay. It's another way. There's no way ever that this Constitution or any government is ever going to be able to break the control of America's CIA / NSA / all intelligence agencies from 3 to 26 letter agencies. That's just in the English language. You're never going to break it. It's impossible. You're never going to stop it. You're not going to ever destroy the power that the corporations have internationally. You can't do it. You won't at any time ever cause the foundations of any of these big J.P. Morgan or the Clintons or the Rockefellers or the Fords. You'll never destroy these foundations. They create their own income. We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Okay, well, I suppose I should get to today's program. I don't know how this happens. I planned for a program. I spent all this time, get out my notes, print out what I need, and then I don't get to it. Oh, this is madness. Anyhow, but with what I'm presenting to you about these dynasties, they're over. You can't stop. These foundations, they generate, they are like a perpetual money-making machine, income-generating apparatus. You cannot stop them. The American Constitution, the laws of the land of this country that have protected America, the American people, from big government, is useless. And this is exactly what George Jr. said was going to happen. He called it a piece of GD paper. Just that. Nothing more. It gets in their, it interferes with their plans. Barry Satoru would be back in position right now if it weren't for the Constitution. It is going to be destroyed. It will come to an end. Once it comes to an end, we're going to a different structure of government in this country. They are pushing, they are doing everything possible to weaken the Constitution of the American people. Also, the Constitution protects the American people from big government, but the American Constitution is also supposed to protect the nations of the world from the America's big government. It is supposed to protect the nations from America's hegemonic rulership, but it doesn't. It can't. It is too weak. It is, the American Constitution is on the last legs of its existence, and very soon it is going to be, have to be buried, because it's not going to have any effect. Look what happened January 6th, people still in prison. The Constitution is not helping them. Look at the laws during the people that were caught red-handed during the Mueller investigations. Are they in prison? No. Why? Because the laws of the land are not followed. You have to follow them, but in the laws of the land, these people in government, senior executive service and all branches of the government, don't have to follow these laws. You know, it's like, I have a friend that sent me an article, a little, Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian. I'm going to use this as an example. Okay, it says that if you cross the North Korean border illegally, you get 12 years in hard labor. But if you lie to the Congress, nothing happens. If you cross the Iranian border illegally, you're going to be detained indefinitely. You can be like Ghislaine Maxwell and reveal everything that's asked, but then everything is sealed. If you cross the Afghan border illegally, you get shot. In this country, people that riot in the streets, nothing happens. If they get shot, the person who shot them, who was the victim, becomes the guilty party. In Saudi Arabia, you cross their border, you're going to be put in jail. Nobody's going into jail in this country for anything they do. You look what's happening in California. They break into these nice, boy, I'd like to see this happen. I'd like to see these people break into the casinos, to the nice stores there, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, break into a store there in Las Vegas. Oh, well, they'll find your body 20, 50 years later out in the desert. If you cross a Chinese border illegally, you're probably not going to be heard of ever again. If you cross the Venezuelan border, you're going to be branded a spy, and your fate's going to be sealed. If you cross the Cuban border illegally, you'll be thrown into political prison to rot. But if you cross the United States border illegally, you get a job, driver's license, Social Security, welfare, food stamps, credit cards, subsidized rent, a free airplane flight from the border anywhere in the country you want to go, a loan to buy a house, free education, free health care, a lobbyist in Washington, billions of dollars worth of public documents printed in your language, the right to carry your country's flag while you protest that you don't get enough respect, and in many instances you can vote. So this is the situation. So in America, you can spy on a president, shoot a president, assassinate not just a president, but many presidents. You can use voter fraud throughout the last 100 years to keep a elected president out of office. Then you can, at the end of the world, have a president who wins unanimously, and it is known, and he cannot go to Congress, he cannot go to the Supreme Court to have his day in court, because he is blocked at the Supreme Court level by who? Children of the devil. And what happens to these children of the devil if they don't go along with what they're being told? They get the flu. The only thing you get in this country is the flu. And you get the flu free of charge. And then also what can happen in this country, and the Constitution can't protect you, is you can have a pandemic, fake or not. You can have be forced to take vaccinations if you're elderly and die without seeing your family members. You can have a injection and you may have you may fall over dead. You may have convulsions. You may get blood clots, and you have no recourse. Why? Because they have destroyed our Constitution. It's only going to get worse. But Christ said, judgment is mine and I will repay. We'll be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
You know, I have to run around, I have to go to the post office, I have to run to get groceries and go get fuel, and Cactus and I, as we're taking care of all of our whatever's needed, we get into these conversations, and she reminded me, Michael Sussman is not the husband of Helena Hutchins. Her husband's name is Matthew. And I thought, oh my gosh, I got to clear that up. But in the meantime, I have everything prepared. But we're talking about the dynasties. And that's one of our favorite topics. We like to look and see who is who in America. Who does what? And God exists, and God's Bible can be trusted. What's in God's Bible has always been accurate until men mess with it and try to change things, like the liberals. God is not a he, but a she, or a he-she, or an it, or a them, or a who knows what else they're going to try to do with the Bible. But you leave the Bible alone, and it will tell you what you want to know, and you may not like it. But the Bible does say that in the days in which we live, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about there is a restrainer. And it uses that term restrainer. And Christians throughout the ages have wondered, is this the Spirit of God? Is it? What is it? I say, because Paul is referring to the end of the world, I say that restrainer is the Constitution of the United States of America. It is a document of man. And for like 200 plus years, that document has protected the citizens to a great degree from the corrupt aristocracy. Now, not all of the aristocracy is corrupt. Most of it is. But it is needed. The nations of the world, they need an aristocracy in their nations, but they also have to have a document that protects the nation from them and their greed. But overall, education is a fabulous, fabulous aspect of life. And this people that are ruling things, they have destroyed 2 years of the education that is vital education for these young children in the public schools. Third grade, first, second grade, you learn to read, to write, your numbers, numerology, your letters, all this stuff. Third grade, comprehension, you begin your comprehension. You begin to understand verbs and nouns and pronouns and things like this. Vital. Third year education is, from that point, it's a foundation, and you take off. The first two years, kindergarten, you learn how to play on the playground and when not to get on the merry-go-round if it's moving too fast, because you can get knocked on your hind end. And you make sure that on the playground you don't swing too high, because you can hurt. You get in front of a wooden seat and that swing hits you, man, you're going to hurt. So anyhow, I just got wound up today. So I want to thank Cactus for helping me get today's program together, and I didn't even get to it. I'll have to try again harder tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section for programs. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.